This is a short meditation to help when we find ourselves dealing with a difficult, intense, and persistent emotion that we want to settle down, but we're struggling to do that through thinking or through distraction or through other activities. And what we're going to do is something called grounding, where we help our emotions, our psychology, and our body to draw a different focus, to return to understanding where we are now, and that the intense emotion is in this very moment not needed. And we start by finding a comfortable chair in which we can sit down, knowing that we won't be disturbed for 10 minutes or so while we undertake this meditation. And it can be helpful for this exercise if you feel comfortable to close your eyes, as that helps us to focus on our bodies. And if you cannot close your eyes, to fix your gaze on an object or on the floor, but something that is not stimulating and will just allow you to rest your eyes without distracting your mind from the meditation. And so we will start by resting our arms either on our lap or on the arms of the chair and placing our feet firmly flat on the ground. And I invite you now to bring your attention to your breath, to observe the feeling, the physical feeling of breathing, to notice how the air feels, breathing in through the nose and out through the mouth. A very uncontrolled and natural breath. Whatever your body is doing, allow it to do that. But feel and notice the feeling of the air as it passes in through your nose. Maybe it feels cool at the tip of your nose, or you can feel the air rushing up your nose and into your body. And how the air feels as it is released through your mouth. The air passes over your tongue, through your teeth, and over your lips. The temperature, the speed of the air. Really observe the feeling of the air. And your mind, your focus may wander, and we expect that. We have panicked or emotional brains, and I want you to simply invite your attention back to your breath, to be kind and to recognize this is a difficult task. We're not trying to fight our minds or our emotional state or our bodies. We're trying to reassure ourselves. We're trying to bring our focus to our breath, because our breath is a very powerful anchor. We're telling our psychology, we're telling our mind, everything's okay, and it can know everything's okay because we are prepared to think about our breath. We would not focus on our breath if the world was truly a dangerous place. We are offering reassurance, we're spending time with ourselves. And then move your focus to your feet. And notice that your feet are on the ground. And observe, in whatever way feels natural, that the ground is supporting your feet. Either by noticing the weight of your feet on the ground, or the sensation of the soles of your feet, or even the firmness of the ground. And then allow your attention to travel slowly up your legs and across your knees to feel where the chair starts to connect with your body under your legs and around and up to your back. And again, allow yourself to feel yourself being held by this chair. Invite the sensation of the chair that maybe you haven't noticed until this moment, where your body is pressing into the chair, where it feels comfortable, where most of the weight is being held. And allow the chair to embrace you and feel your body relax even further into the chair, knowing that the chair is going to be there and it's going to hold you and let you relax. You're not going to fall to the ground, you are being held. And observe where your hands and arms are resting. They might be resting on your lap, or they might be resting on the arms of the chair. And again, notice that they are supported. Their weight is being held. They don't need to hold any tension to support themselves. And so invite your arms from the shoulders, all the way to the elbows, all the way to the wrists, and to the very tips of every finger, to relax, to settle even deeper into the support they already have. With each breath, as the air is released, allow these muscles to release even further, noticing that your body and your arms and your hands are supported. They can relax, likely an infinite amount, because the support is there to catch you. And now move your attention to your shoulders and your neck, and observe any tension. Maybe your shoulders are not fully dropped and released. Maybe your neck feels tense. When we feel very intensely emotional and perhaps stressed, it is natural for us to hold tension in our shoulders and our necks. And so in this moment, just observe if you have any tension and invite yourself to release it as you breathe out. And with each breath, and remembering not to control the breath, with every out breath, just invite a little bit more stress to be released from those areas in particular. And so just spend a bit of time now breathing in, and then breathing out and letting your shoulders and your chest and your neck relax a tiny amount more. And now moving our attention a little bit higher to our head and our face. And again, just noticing and observing what we are carrying in our muscles, where we notice tension in our forehead, in our eyes, we might feel an aching sensation, We may have tense lips. Our heads may have sensations. Many things we might not notice when we're feeling very emotional, but are all communications from our body asking us to turn up and be compassionate and to give ourselves things that we need. And in this moment, what we're giving is an opportunity to hear these messages from our body and to support ourselves by inviting these muscles to relax and reassuring ourselves that in this moment, everything is fine. And so with each out-breath again, just noticing the different parts of your face and head that may be tense and inviting them to relax. And then we bring our attention back to our breath. And we just continue to breathe. And with each out breath, we allow ourselves to feel relaxation and the departure of stress in very small amounts. We're not forcing it or fighting for it, we're inviting it. And sometimes this doesn't work, and other times it feels very beneficial. And whichever of those times it is for us now, you will observe that you are trying and that this is a very compassionate and kind thing to do for yourself. And sometimes our bodies are more able to receive that compassion than at other times. But we're okay and we accept whatever state we are in, recognizing that sometimes we are more prepared than other times to help ourselves and to receive that kindness. And so sit in that position and noticing your breath for as long as you'd like to. The music will fade away, but if you feel that this exercise, this meditation is helping you, then feel free to continue with that breath. That is an invitation, and it's also an invitation to end now if that feels more right for you. And we end this meditation simply by thanking ourselves for being kind to ourselves and opening our eyes and slowly returning from our chair back into the world we live in, realizing that we can come back to this meditation, we can return to this place at any time, because it's a very simple thing and very accessible thing for us to spend time sitting down and noticing our body and inviting a kind response. And so when you're ready, you can open your eyes and return to your day. And feel free for that to be at any moment of your choosing.